sort of understand your role in it as the team playing in the last game in the Mullet, or is it just about hockey?
Yeah, I think maybe in a few days or maybe near the end of the year, you probably reflect more on, you know, this being the last time playing in this arena and in this city. You know, obviously, it's a bit unfortunate. I know we enjoy, you know, coming out here. But, you know, it is what it is. But for us, obviously, disappointed we didn't get the win. I thought Pix played a hell of a game, you know. I just thought we, you know, we didn't want it as much as them, obviously, and it kind of showed tonight.
How tough of a game was it? Because you knew the fans would be into it, but they seemed highly motivated to finish this off in a way that, you know, they'd like to send everyone away with a victory.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're as professionals, we're supposed to show up and work hard and do all the right things. And, you know, it just wasn't there tonight. Obviously, we're focused on, you know, better things in the sense that we're gearing up for the playoffs and we got a back-to-back. You know, you know, we don't want any injuries and stuff like that. So, you know, it's one of those games you kind of just burn the tape and, you know, just try to play the right way tomorrow.
I remember you talking about the 20-goal plateau and you started with the team and said that's most important. But, of course, somewhere in there it would be nice to reach 20 goals. Now that you've done it, what do you think?
Yeah, it's one, it's a little bit weird talking about it considering we just lost. But, you know, the guys are unbelievable. You know, even just here after the game we lost, I got a couple guys congratulating me. And obviously the team's more important, but just to hear that goes a long way, you know. It's been a lot of fun playing here, and obviously couldn't have done it without my teammates and my coaches who push me every day, but also, you know, my family and my friends back home who, you know, just my support team that, you know, always just helped me get through every day, I guess. So obviously special, but, you know, I think we're all ready to, you know, focus on the number one prize, and that's the Stanley Cup.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.